What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hot stove keeps burning this offseason. Orioles, are they going to make any other moves this offseason? Let's bring on someone who knows what's going on in the world of baseball. Former executive, now with MLB Radio, also The Athletic. It's Jim Bowden, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jim, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what do you think of this Orioles offseason thus far?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's been solid is the best way I guess I could describe it. Am I a little disappointed they didn't do more? Yeah, I am. And I'm going to tell you why I'm disappointed, because I feel like this is their window to win a World Series. And I feel like, you know, you got to go big or go home when you get this close, and you got to make the moves that are painful. And I don't think we should underestimate the loss of Corbin Burnes, mm-hmm. a number one starter, an ace. I don't think you can overlook losing Anthony Santander, not just the 44 homers, but solid guy in the clubhouse, a guy that's been hitting two or three in that lineup and been a key the last several years. I mean, those are two huge losses. So, no, do I hate the moves they did make? No, I mean, they were very conservative, which I get. Charlie Morton, 1 year, $15 million. I think he has enough to still pitch. The stuff is still there. He's no longer a one or a two. He's more like a four or a five, but he's still solid, you know, if he can stay healthy. I like the gamble on Sagano, Tommy Yuke, because, you know, this guy knows how to pitch. I don't know how it's going to translate here. I know he doesn't miss a lot of bats, but he does know how to pitch. He adds, subtracts, he hits the black. I'm really intrigued by seeing him. So those are conservative moves. You know, they committed $28 million this year on those two guys alone. Is that a better investment than having Santander? Is that a better investment than bringing Burnes back at a similar number?
No.
I know they didn't want to put the long term on the books, but there's no guarantee the Orioles can extend Rutschman and Henderson to those 10, 15 year deals everybody else is. So I kind of feel like you should win while you have them. So I didn't love it. Tyler O'Neill, I know they needed right handed power, and he brings that. But this is a guy that never plays. Look at his career. It's only twice that he's played his whole career. And 3 years at almost $50 million for a guy that spends more time on the IL, I didn't love that. Gary Sanchez, I can't stand him behind the plate. The pass balls drive me nuts. The right-hand power, DHing against left-hand pitching, okay, I can buy into that as a piece. And Kittredge should help the bullpen. But, I mean, is that enough to win the World Series when the Yankees go get Max Fried and Devin Williams and Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt? Yeah. Does that really move the needle? It doesn't for me. And the Red Sox are getting a lot better quicker because of their farm system, which is better than the Orioles' farm system. So I find it solid but disappointing, if you understand what I mean.
No, totally. And so I'm going to ask you a different variation of a question I've asked you before. Is the human element lacking in that no spreadsheet, no group of quants, no algorithms going to tell you when it's time to go balls out to try to win a World Series? Like, they're not going to tell you when the odds are really bleak that Boris is signing any of his guys here. So the future is now. It's not 2027. Like, they're not, you know what I mean? Like that stuff, like, who's doing that here? Because I don't think anybody's doing that here. And it seems to me they have no ambition outside of doing the things they've always done. Am I crazy?
That's what we're seeing. But no, man, that's what we're seeing. Those are just facts. You're just repeating what you're seeing. I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. And the message I would have for Seattle and Baltimore, I mean, look, I sat for decades in front offices, and I was a GM for parts of 17 years. I know when you spend and when you don't spend. When you have a chance to win, you go, because the window's going to close quicker than you think. And as much as everyone would like to think that Rutschman's staying forever and Gunner's staying forever, I mean, the truth of the matter is Boris takes his clients to free agency, and when you get there, you know, Juan Soto tells you what it can look like.
Yeah.
And if you haven't signed him by now, it's going to get harder and harder every single year. And the fact they haven't signed either one of those guys this offseason, that's a really bad sign.
Yeah.
And so now the real possibility of having to trade them in a couple of years all of a sudden is sitting in front of your face like, OMG, it could actually happen. So I am in the same school you are, and the message that I would be given to the Orioles ownership or Seattle's ownership, who, you know, they've got a top four starting rotation in baseball and they don't have the offense to win. I mean, what are you waiting for? Like, this is your window for both of those teams. If you want to win a world championship, it's these next several years where you can do it. And as an owner, this is where you overspend and take your loss. You don't break even. Most owners like to break even, right? They spend what they have and they put it back in the team. What you have to know as an owner is there's certain years where you overspend and you lose 15, 20 million with a whole idea of if we win or when we win, we know at some point we're going to have to completely cut back and make up for that loss. But when you win, you'd be amazed at what the revenue stream does. And all of a sudden you have more money to do more things. And that's where, to your point, the spreadsheets and the algorithms don't ever tell the story. You need an owner that gets it. And I'm sorry, the guy in Arizona gets it.
Yes.
When Ken Kendrick went out and got Greinke several years ago, he got it. He understood it. When he made the move for Burns this offseason, he gets his window. He understands it's right here, right now. And my feeling from afar is that Baltimore and Seattle aren't seeing that, and they're going to regret it. They're going to regret it. When we get to 2028, they're going to look back and say, boy, we really screwed up our opportunity, didn't we?
Well, I think I know where you're going to go with this question, Jim, but are you expecting one more swing out of Mike Elias? I mean, they don't have that top-of-the-line pitcher. We see Castillo invest more into the bullpen.
Could you make Profar fit, or does O'Neill kill that?
I think O'Neill kills that.
Yeah.
You know, I would just keep adding pitch. I think you have the position players to mix and match to win. I do. I would just focus every day, every breath, trying to just keep adding pitching. And the higher quality, the better. You're in a tough division, and it ain't going to get any better, right? I mean, Boston, I'm telling you, they're going to, you know, and now they may end up getting Bregman, and that's going to be another piece that's scary for them. And the Yankees are a better team now than we saw last year, at least for the 162 games. I'm not going to argue in October, and they're going to miss Soto, obviously. But to get there and win more regular season games, they're a better team with Fried and Williams. They're a better team. They are. That pitching is way better. So, you know, let's take a deep breath and let's hope that Mike Elias keeps grinding here, because there's time. You know, it doesn't matter that what's been done to this date. Your farm system still has the pieces that it takes to make the trades, to get more pitching. And let's just hope his obsession just keeps building and keeps coming, because the window is here and it's real.
We're talking to Jim Bowden. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jim, what frustrates me about this whole situation is I thought that new ownership was supposed to open doors that weren't available to them before. And let's be honest, the Tyler O'Neill deal, if he's good this year, he's going to opt out. So it's a one-year deal, and everything else is a one-year deal. They have not given a long-term deal to anyone since Alex Cobb, and that was when Peter was still running the team. So there's just something seems to be missing here.
Well, you'll be happy if Tyler O'Neill opts out, is all I'm going to say.
Yes, right. I hear you.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, you're going to be happy if that happens.
Yeah.
All these moves they're making short-term. Look, short-term moves never bother me. The money comes off the books. I'm not stuck with a bad contract. If Morton is too old, who cares? It's 1 year. If Sagano can't get people out, that doesn't bother me. What does bother me is not going for it here and not making more of an impact. But again, there's time. And I know he wants to hold on to all the prospects. I know he wants to keep Mayo and Bradfield and Holiday. And I get that. I 100% get it. But by waiting, you've now lost the value of Kerstad, as an example.
Yep.
If you wait another year, you might lose the value of Bradfield or Mayo. You know.
Yep.
And so to me, you got to hit it while the value is still there in people's minds. Everybody wants those inexpensive players. So you've got – not a lot of teams have those pieces. they can trade to go get him. I mean, look what San Diego's done the last few years. Here's Dylan Cease. Here's Luis Arraez. And they were the second-best team in baseball last year. And it's because A.J. was aggressive and went for it. Now, did they win a World Series? No. But if you talk to most baseball people, they were the second-best team to the Dodgers last year, not the Yankees. So, you know, to me, the window's there. I don't care that this offseason's been solid, not great. That doesn't bother me. There's plenty of time to make an impactful trade or two. And that's what I'm hoping that Mike Elias does.
Do you think that the Burns 1 year and then walking would have any impact on how much he'd be willing to pay for Cease? Or even to take it a step further, like, yes, that makes them absolutely better, but that's still just another one-year proposition. That's like another one-year deal. Is that enough?
I think the problem is he did such a good job on the Burns deal that he's expecting that AJ Preller is going to make the same kind of deal for season. He's not.
He's not going to do it. Yeah.
And so you kind of feel like when you're a GM, well, look what I gave up for Burns. I'll give up the same thing for Cease, right?
Yeah.
And that sounds good, right? But you know, I wouldn't have given you Burns for Ortiz and Hall.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it. And AJ, of all people, isn't going to sit there and make a deal like that. He's not going to make a bad deal. If you want Cease, you can get Cease.
Yeah.
But it's going to hurt. And by the way, if you want to win, you got to make those deals that hurt. You just do.
Jim Bowden, always great, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So much for your time. We appreciate
it. My pleasure. Nice talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, coming up next,
I'm going to make a prediction. He'll never call Mike Elias the best GM in baseball again on our airwaves. I don't think that's ever going to happen again. I don't think we have to worry about that.
Do you know what's weird? I don't want to speak for him. He almost sounded disappointed.
Well, yeah, because the guy's proven to be a fraud. The guy sold everybody a bag of goods. I stopped believing it a long time ago. A lot of people didn't.
No.
I told you he was a fraud long ago.
No, but my point is he doesn't sound mad. He sounds like a father who's disappointed in his son.
The guy has no feel for the job. He has no feel for the job as a contending general manager.
Hey,
zilch.
I think we should hear from Eric DeCosta here because we really haven't heard from him. Yeah, so let's hear from the general manager. He spoke at the press conference today. We hear from him next here on The Fan.